Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many, day 21, and I sense the Lord saying he is setting us up to overcome during this 2020 Thrive. Wow, just look at what the Lord has done already, and he is going to be setting us up to win through him in everything that comes our way this year. Today, what I want to share with you for 2020 Thrive, 2025, Psalm 25. This is rich, it's powerful, and I believe we can take this and we can apply this word to our lives. I'm about to, by the Spirit of the Lord, enlighten you and enlighten your path for this year as the Lord brings his revelation to you today from Psalm 25. I love that in actually Psalm 65, it speaks about he crowns this year with his bounty. Our paths, another version says, our carts drip with abundance. I just want you to see pictorially this year that the Lord is going to be causing you to continually live in his overflow everywhere you go. He crowns you as his son and his daughter of the Most High. You have been given all authority. He is going to use you to give him great glory this year, and you are his princes and princesses as we wait on continually our King of Kings, as we love and adore our Heavenly Father that has created us for his fullness, that we may truly know him and enter into everything that he has for us this year. And if your carts are overflowing, just think back in the day, if you are overflowing with apples, fruitfulness, overload, the Lord is loading you. He is overflowing you with his blessing, with his goodness, everything your hand touches this year. I sense the Lord saying, expect his anointed blessing upon you. God's hand upon your hand, and you're going to produce great works of fruitfulness and abundance for him, through him, in him this year, in Jesus' name. Psalm 25, are you ready? This is powerful today. I want to bring out for you four incredible points. And in fact, let's just start with the end in mind. The Lord is going to show you and confirm to you what we have been releasing over these past days. Number one, victory over every enemy. Secondly, those who wait on the Lord will feel the weight of the Lord. That's the glory of the Lord upon your life. The full weight of his presence is the meaning of the word glory. And we're going to see today what it actually means to wait on the Lord. And I think I can pretty much guarantee you that you're not going to have come across this before. And if you have, then let me know in the chat, because this has just given a whole new sense of light on the meaning of waiting on the Lord. And thirdly today, divine direction. We are promised that from the Lord, we can go forward with complete assurance that he is directing our paths before us. And fourthly, God's truth trumps my truth, our opinion, popular opinion. Are you ready today in Jesus' name? Verse 1, to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Victory over every enemy. God only leads his children in triumph. No matter what you go through, the greater the battle, the greater the victory. That's God's promise to you. Every enemy he has already dealt with at the cross, and all you need to do is enforce his great victory for your life this year. Verse 3, indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. What does it mean to wait on the Lord? Well, the word most commonly used for the word wait in Hebrew is the word kava, Q-A-V-A-H. It means to be entwined, to wait on the Lord, to be joined, to be entwined with him, to entwine my heart with God's heart, to be together by twisting, to entwine, to wrap tightly. Oneness, intimacy, as one. Isn't that powerful? I've never seen it like that before. Those who wait on the Lord are as one with the Lord. We entwine our lives with him. We are continually, people are not going to be able to see where Christine's life begins and God's life is in me. It's all going to be entwined as one. That's what the Lord is calling us to, oneness with him, complete intimacy with him at this time. Let no one who entwines his heart with you be ashamed. That's another way of reading that verse. If you will wait on him, if you will seek him, if you will come into that place of oneness, we are in Christ. We are one with Christ. We are entwined with him. Then powerfully, you will never be ashamed. Every enemy, that is your key to complete victory. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Do you know there are 72 Psalms, almost half of the book of Psalms is filled and focuses on enemies and speaks about enemies are those who ultimately who oppose us, but also those who oppose God's way of living. We're to see that as our enemy too. When we're entwined with him, God's enemy is our enemy. We take our stand on God's word. We stand for what pleases him. We will, with our love and with our lives, enforce God's ways, God's word, God's safe boundaries within our societies. Once again, we will not be silent, but we will be God's voice. God's voice in your mouth is as powerful as God's voice in his mouth when we are in oneness with him. We can view temptations, money, success, prestige, lust as our enemies. And our greatest enemy of all is that prince of darkness himself, that ruler of darkness. It's the devil himself. But often the enemies can be of ourselves. It can be those things that we want to lust after, we want to craze and crave after. They will make us crazy. So let us be craving after the things of the Lord more and more. David asked God to keep his enemies from overcoming him because they opposed all that God stood for. And David didn't want to be the means of causing anybody else to not believe in the greatness of God. He wanted to display the wonders, the power and the greatness of God before the nation, before everyone. And may that be so true of us too. So firstly today, victory over every enemy. Two, those who wait on the Lord will feel the weight of the Lord. We can read in Isaiah 40, verse 27 to 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? O, the Lord sees. He is the God who sees. He's got you. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. Have you been feeling weak and worn? Well, get ready for a fresh infusion of his power. I sense the Lord saying today, a blood transfusion for his church, for the children of God in this hour. His blood flows through our veins. We are children of God, born of the Spirit of God, washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And his blood In his name we stand. We are of the bloodline of Jesus Christ, and there is no sickness, no ailment, no curse. There is no negativity. There is nothing harmful within the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And when we accept and we realize that is the reality that has been transfused into us through the victory of Jesus and his cross, that we now can be called sons and daughters of God. We are of the family of God. Just as you were born into your natural family, you've been born again by the Spirit of God into the family of God. And in the family of God and of the bloodline of Jesus, there is no corruption. There's no destruction. There is only protection, power. Life is in the blood. If you are depending on your natural bloodline, I don't care if your name is Windsor, if you are the King of England, that bloodline is corrupt. And what we need is the purifying transfusion of the blood of Jesus in our lives at this time, that we will arise and be the children. No, we are of the family of God. We are of the bloodline of Jesus Christ, bought with a price. How powerful is that? And I certainly didn't mean to say that today, but it's just flowing from, I believe, the heart of the Holy Spirit for every one of you today. He gives power to the weak. With that blood transfusion flowing through our veins, we're going to know his strengthening in every area of our lives once again. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Those who are entwined with him, no wonder then we can rise, mount up with wings like eagles. We can run and not be weary. We can walk and not faint when we're entwined, when we're one with God Almighty. What a powerful truth, what a revelation, what enlightenment the Lord is bringing to our lives, that if we really apply this year, we are going to be unstoppable. We are going to be transfused and infused with his power, with his strength for this hour, and we're going to soar above it all. That's what the Lord is calling us to. Those who wait on the Lord shall feel the weight of the Lord. Full weight of God's presence and his glory over our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Number three, divine direction is right there. The Lord is going to show you his ways when you call upon him, when you wait upon him, when you're one with him. You're going to be led naturally, supernaturally by the Lord at this time. Take my yoke upon you, Jesus said, and learn of me. Take his yoke, just like oxen. The younger oxen would always be yoked together with the older oxen. And Jesus is saying, we are the ones that are to learn of him. Let's Jesus carry the weight, just as the older oxen would take that weight from the younger oxen, so that we can just follow his lead. We can know supernatural direction everywhere we go. And then from that, we're going to know supernatural results, outcomes and harvest with everything that the Lord causes us to put our hand to. Every place the Lord sends us to go, we're going to go in his overflow in Jesus' name. I'm just sensing the Lord taking hold of this word today. He's just pouring it out to you his way, and that's a-okay with me. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Do you know, we hear a lot about, well, I don't know what your truth is, but that's my truth. There is no such thing as your truth. The word of God shows us there is one truth. His name is Jesus. He is the way, the truth and the life. His word stands for eternity. His word, at the entrance of his word, brings light and life. And whatever God says goes. It's not about, you hear many times in disputes, and I know when we've maybe been in, say, marriage counselling situations and scenarios, what dealing with pastoral care matters, and one thing that becomes very prevalent is there's always his side, her side. Same with David and I. If there's ever an argument or a tiff, there's his side, there's her side, then there's the truth. Well, Let Jesus be the truth. Let Jesus, let the peace of the Holy Spirit be our umpire in all things. Let God have the final word and say in our lives, in our relationships, and in every way this year in Jesus' mighty name. God's truth, number four, trumps my truth, my opinion, and popular opinion. It doesn't matter what the news is saying. It doesn't matter what public opinion, what views are out there, what is the latest trend on TikTok. What matters is what God's word has to say on matters. And whenever we take God's word and we apply that and we surrender our own opinions, what we thought was truth, when we lay that down, then we're going to arise and we're going to be his entwined with him voice of truth that is so needed and will be so prevalent in this hour and in this decade of the mouth, because this decade, the 5780s in Hebrew and the 2020s on our Gregorian calendar, it actually means the decade of the mouth. And the enemy has tried to suppress truth, freedom of speech, right from the beginning of this decade. The very breath of God cannot be concealed, but will be released through his church and through his own from his throne. Increasingly, we're halfway through this decade right now, and get ready, because the greatest outpouring of God's voice and God's power is being unleashed and released from his throne in this hour for such a time as this. On you I wait all the day. Stay with him, and he will stay with you. Let's stay entwined, one with him. Another meaning of that word wait in scripture on different occasions is the picture of a servant that watches lovingly and longingly, waiting on her master. Like somebody at the table, I used to love watching Downton Abbey, and you would see then the servants would be pulled back, they'd be around the room and they'd be watching for the nod of the master, when to move in, when to fill their glass, when to take the plates, looking, waiting. That's how we're to be on our Lord and Saviour and on the Holy Spirit, just waiting, continually looking to Jesus, continually waiting on him in everything. And then we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to use us to produce the greatest works and wonders through us and fruitfulness through our lives. Verse 6, remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they're from of old. Oh, they're from eternity to eternity. Oh, his great kindness, his favour, his mercy. Do not remember our sins or the sins of my youth or my transgressions. Transgressions, when we trespass, we transgress, we get it wrong. The Lord, he removes our sins as far as the east is from the west. They will never meet again. They're gone. We shouldn't be continually bringing up what the Lord has already dealt with. Don't be reminding others of the wrong things they have done when the Lord has overcome that and forgiven them. Let's move on in Jesus' mighty name. According to your mercy, remember me. That's how we want to be remembered, with mercy, with grace, with love. Just love, don't judge. We're called this year, I often say to people and laugh, just love me, don't judge me. Let's give that to others, because as we see through the eyes of Christ, then we're going to see through the eyes of grace and love. For your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. Humility is the key that so many miss, that opens big doors of destiny and opportunity this year. I'm just pouring that one out as an extra prophetically for you right now. Verse 11, for your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. We all need that. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. Let us allow the Lord, all our children, all our lives shall be taught of the Lord. Great will be the peace, shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken from our children. I remember one time when our eldest son was just started his new school at the age of 8, and his daddy was away with the Air Force at that time. And I remember he'd only been a few weeks in, and he came home from school absolutely devastated. He was the only boy in his class, in his year, that wasn't going to be going on the bus with all the other boys to the rugby match. He hadn't been selected. He'd never played rugby before that time. And he was going to be staying back in class with the girls. Well, he was absolutely devastated. I was devastated for him. And during that time, a week or so later, I was needing to be going and actually preaching away overseas at that time. And I got to the point where I thought, I don't even think I'm going to be able to do this. My son, I can't leave him when he's been upset and until I know he's fully settled in. But the Lord really spoke to me from that word and showed me that our children, our lives are to be taught from the Lord. It's not our ways, it's his ways. And I was to give my son to him and allow the Lord to teach him. And although it wasn't pleasant, the Lord promised me that as I obediently followed him, it would be blessing on my children too. So I carried on that way, and the Lord promised me for my son double for trouble. The light's just gone out. Well, I'm going to carry straight on with this word, double for trouble. The Lord says to you today, double for your trouble. I literally saw that outworked in my super son's life. He not only got a hat trick in his rugby, not only kind of went to the top of his game, he won this whole foreign language competition. And God just, through that, Sam was actually never the same. He is a winner, but he is a winner with a heart of compassion for others. He never likes to see others left out. God taught, and as we learned to surrender, even just that little thing to the Lord and to be taught of the Lord, I saw the Lord teach our son as only the Lord could teach our son. And yeah, you can rest assured his earthly daddy, when he heard the school came in the next morning from that rugby match that he wasn't on the bus with, and they came into quite a voicemail message that was left in the office for the headmaster for our son. But moving on, it all came good in the long run, and we have lived to laugh about it to this day, all the way. Victory all the way. Who is the man that fears, reveres? To fear him isn't to hold back from him, it's to revere him, honour him and love him. Allow the Lord to teach us in the way he chooses, not in the way we choose. We will then know double for trouble. We will know and we will go from zero to hero in all things as we trust in him. He himself shall dwell in prosperity. His descendants shall inherit the earth. God has an inheritance of blessing, of prosperity, of goodness for you all your days. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. There is a divine revealing and concealing this year. Pillow talk for his own from his throne. God is giving you an invitation to intimacy. He has secrets to share with you. And as you draw near to him, God is going to show you great revelation, great wonders. God does nothing without first showing his prophets, and he's going to share his secrets with those he can trust with them this year in Jesus' name. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, just like that servant waiting on the master she loves and adores. For he shall pluck my feet out of the net. You are divinely protected. You are divinely provided for. You are divinely empowered and equipped for every good work this year in Jesus' name. Turn yourself to me and have mercy on me. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. The Lord will bring you out of every distress, and you will be the blessed of the Lord. Look on my affliction and my pain. Forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they that hate me with cruel hatred. We have an enemy who does hate us, because as we hold our heads high, we're made in the image of God, and we represent Jesus Christ. We represent the victory of Jesus. We represent the devil's defeat. And so we want to arise and shine and represent Jesus every time. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Let's continually wait on the Lord, be entwined with him, be one with him, serve his purposes faithfully, lovingly in our generation at this time. For the Lord says he will redeem us out of all of our troubles. Isn't that glorious? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Psalm 25 for 2025. We thank you, Lord, and we bring your word back to you today that you will be our victory over every enemy, number one. Secondly, Lord, we will feel the weight of the Lord and every area of our lives as we wait on the Lord. Greater grace, greater glory. Lord, greater authority in this time in Jesus' name. Thirdly, today we will know your divine direction. Lord, fourthly, I thank you for your truth that will trump everything else, every deception, every opinion in Jesus' mighty name. And I thank you, Lord, that as we are one with you this year, that you've given us an invitation to intimacy. And Lord, we say yes all the way. Share and show us your glory. Share your secrets with us from your throne to your own in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you today. God bless you today.